most of my shots on the golf course are miss hits.
Like, it's a game of misses, like Tiger and all the pros say, game of misses.
Like Tiger would say, like maybe he'd hit one shot a tournament that he felt like he like pured.
Flushed.
Right. Yeah. And it's like, okay, well, I mean, so why would I base my fitting, like what I'm playing in my bag off of something that just like doesn't happen ever? I want an iron that's like going to be really good when I hit it out of the toe. Irons are going to be way, way different in a fitting bay off of turf than they 100%. Are when you get outside. And so turf interaction with an iron is something you're looking for.
There is a podcast brewing that's about to take over podcasting for good. The only podcast that you are going to need to tune into day in, day out is the Member Guest Podcast.
If I can hit it down the middle of the fairway, that's great. But again, with the driver right now, the driver sucks.
John Daly, and you're listening to the Member Guest Podcast. Rip it, rip it.
Yeah, episode two, short mini-series. First episode was on optimizing the driver. I said we're going to talk about kind of all the things that we've learned in the game, and today's topic is iron play.
Iron play.
Iron play and just irons in general. And so I want to kick this episode off and first talk about kind of the ego around irons and lofts and, you know, numbers on the bottom of the club.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it took me a little while to kind of come to this realization that at the end of the day, like, you know, the manufacturers over the years have kind of changed, you know, the lofts of their irons. And it's like, oh, you know, your buddy will say something along the lines of, oh, I hit this 7-iron 205. How long do you hit your 7-iron? Like, mm-hmm. I hit my 7-iron 160 or like mm-hmm. 170. And you come to the realization that, like, you know, PXG 7-iron might be like 30 degrees of loft, which is a standard 6-iron, where like Mizuno's is maybe 34 or 35 degrees of loft. And so you're just talking about completely different clubs. And so, you know, a lot of people are maybe looking into the Rory JJ Spahn deal on 17 when Rory pulled 9-iron and knocked it down. And like, you know, obviously these guys are pros and they know kind of about each other and all this stuff, but it does make you wonder if, like, you know, is Rory's 9-iron maybe a little bit stronger lofted or weaker lofted than JJ's? Like, you don't really know that, you know.
That's interesting. Yeah,
for a while, like, I played, you know, 4-iron that was basically a 5-iron, and if I told somebody I was playing a 4-iron because it said a 4 on there, but I had taken all the offset off, you know, it's a completely different club. And so there's kind of this ego around irons and lofts and numbers on the bottom of the club, when at the end of the day, like, you should consider them a tool in your equipment that goes like a certain number. Like, if you just took off the 7 and wrote, like, yeah, this thing carries 167, you would probably hit a lot more, like, greens, right? Like, people are just, mm-hmm. oh, yeah, that's a 7-iron. That's this. Like, yeah, it's a 7-iron. Maybe when you flush it and maybe in, like, a TaylorMade P790.
Preach.
But it's a, you know, it's a 6-iron in pretty much every other type of club manufacturer. Mm-hmm. And so I think once people kind of get over that, you know, maybe that realization and start to understand, like, you need to start looking at your clubs a little bit differently, specifically with your irons, I think it'll help a lot of people hit more greens.
Love that.
It's my hot take. It's hot take number one for the irons.
I don't think any of these are like hot takes as much as they're just, you know, things that we found over the years of like doing the podcast and playing golf. But yeah, I think my next one bleeds nicely into that one, which is just, you know, technology is your friend with irons, right? And, you know, it's a little bit of the ego thing too, of like people want to play the blades and they, you know,
or what looks good to their eye.
Yeah,
but I was that way for a while.
The reality is, like, golf irons have gotten like really good and like super forgiving, right? And you can kind of find a lot of different things in an iron. You know, the irons that I play, the i230s, like, they're just so forgiving, man. Like, I can hit them out of the toe, I can hit them out of the heel, and you know, I think the mistake that people fall into is like, they think, okay, like, I want to get fit off of what it looks like when I hit it out of the middle of the face, you know, with a zero path and a zero. And like, the reality is, like, you just, like, for me, like, I don't really hit golf shots like that on the course.
Yeah. And all the clubs are going to be good out of the middle of the face.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
They just are.
And like most shots, it took me a long time to realize is like most of my shots on the golf course are mishits.
Yeah. Like, it's a game of misses, like Tiger and all the pros say, game of misses.
Like Tiger would say, like, maybe he'd hit one shot a tournament that he felt like he like pured.
Flushed.
Right. Yeah. And it's like, okay, well, I mean, so why would I base my fitting, like what I'm playing in my bag off of something that just like doesn't happen ever? You know, you really want to like, I want an iron that's like going to be really good when I hit it out of the toe. I want an iron that's going to be really good when I kind of thin it. I want an iron that's going to be really good when I kind of chunk it. You know, that's what you're looking for in an iron, much more than, to your point, like, what is the performance of this thing when I hit it out of the middle of the face?
Yeah. It's consistency,
yeah.
Right? Like golf is about being consistent, and like, you're going to be consistent on your good shots. Like you want to be consistent on the bad ones. And kind of like we talked about in the driver series, like finding, you know, a club that is good for you. Like the different manufacturers all have their different strengths and weaknesses. Like I'm in the, you know, I've kind of gone back and forth between TaylorMade and Mizuno. And like, for whatever reason, like I like the way the TaylorMades look a lot more to my eye, but the Mizunos are a lot more consistent on the mishits for me. Like they just go the numbers that I want them to go, even when I hit really bad ones. And that's important to me, where like the TaylorMades I find are a little bit more, you know, like on the good ones, they're great, but on the bad ones, they're not as consistent. Like I'll lose 10 yards of distance.
Yeah.
Where on the Mizunos, I don't as much. And I'm kind of like, I'm starting to get over this notion in my head of like, I want stuff to look a certain way and like be a certain way. And now it's just like, I need consistency. I need things to, you know, go the numbers I want them to go. Cause that's ultimately like, I just want to shoot better scores.
Yeah. And modern irons, like there's a lot of options. You know, you have hollow body designs, you have stuff they do with like the CG on the irons where they pull them way back. You have offset in irons, more offset, less offset, big top lines, small top lines, like, you know, stronger lofts, weaker lofts. So like, there's a lot of different things you can hit, and just like put your ego aside, you know, like, I mean, like I was like, one of my favorite irons that I don't play, but it's like, it's a Wilson Dynapower Forged, and it's incredible iron. Like it's an amazing iron. No one plays it, but it's so hot. It goes so far. It's so consistent. It's just, you know, I don't need to hit a 7 iron, whatever, 215.
Yards,
like I don't need that. But like, as I get older, like I'm going to probably end up in an iron like that. And so, you know, just put the ego aside. Like, you really want to say, okay, what does it look like when I'm miss hitting this thing? And am I getting decent results from the miss hits? You know, fit your irons off of miss hits.
Yeah. And I know, like, obviously pros are pros, and pros hit clubs a lot further than we do, generally speaking. But it is funny to me. Like I watched a lot of Sawgrass this week. I was tuning in. I was really into like Saturday and Sunday, and I obviously watched the playoff. And it struck me, like, so when Rory stepped up to 17 and he pulled out 9 iron, I think it was Brad Faxon like was on, and he was like, yeah, this is normally like a 165 club for him. I'm surprised he's, you know, pulling this. And in my mind, I was thinking, man, like, yeah, Rory hits the ball really far, but like 165 is pretty far for a 9 iron. Mm-hmm. Like I'd say maybe like a 8 iron, but you know, like it's Rory, like he's a freak. And then after the playoff, they were interviewing him, and he was like, yeah, when I normally pull that, you know, just like stock, no wind, no like nothing, it's like a 147 club. And I'm just thinking, like, what are these guys on TV talking
about,
man? Like, what are they talking about? Why are they giving the audience this, like, perception that, you know, pros hit certain clubs, like, so far and all this stuff? Like, dude, who's the guy that won the tournament that literally drives it 270 off the tee 3 weeks ago?
But yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? I don't even remember his name. And, like, but, you know, shout out, like, he finds a way to play his ball, like, and go, like, it's just, there's so many misnomers around, like, distance and the certain irons that get hit, and I'm just sick of it.
Yeah, the other thing with irons, like on the technology is your friend thing, is you know, like irons are going to be way different in a fitting bay off of turf than they 100%. Are when you get outside. And so turf interaction with an iron is something you're looking for. You really want a good divot. You want to make sure, because irons have different bounce, they have different soles. And that's one thing very few people think about when they're fitting themselves for an iron, is what is this thing going to be like in the turf? And it's something that matters a lot.
Yeah. I wrote down too, for me, that just center of the green is always a good shot. Yeah. I think Siegel told that to me once and I was like blown away, and I've started to kind of shift my mindset to, if it's over 150 yards, like, center of the green is your friend. And, you know, your scoring opportunities really come with, they come with wedges, they come, you know, on par fives. But just, you know, there's, I don't know how many times I've played with some of my buddies that, you know, are trying to get better, and like, I'll walk around with them and just like through course management of like pin placements and shots to hit, how many times, and I think even on the PGA Tour, the hardest, or like the most bogeys come from front pin locations.
Yep.
And the reason is because people are always assuming they're going to hit like the best shot ever with their iron. Like, you have a 150 to a front pin. People are like, what's the first thing it tells you?
Yeah.
Like eight iron.
Yeah.
Like it's my 150 club.
Right.
It's like, yeah, but if it's a front pin and you're going to miss that left and right, now your left to right dispersion is probably even worse, because usually the front of greens are a little bit, you know, more narrow.
Totally, man.
And if you miss hit it at all, you're short. Now you're short sighted.
Yep.
Hit a seven iron to the center of the green, two putt from 30 feet and get out of there.
100%.
I think, you know, I started to realize that center of the green, you know, 30 feet is how many yards is that? 10 yards, right? That's 10 yards deep. But like, you look at a 30 foot putt on a green and you don't consider it like that far, right? Like, you can go, okay, I can two putt this. Like,
yeah,
I can make a par. But like in your mind, 30 feet may seem like a long putt, and then you get on the green, it's like, it's actually not that far at all. Like, play to the center of the green more times than not and get the putter in your hand, and your scores are going to go down.
I think that's, I mean, that's something I need to work on, and that's so true. And you know what it is too? It's like, it's really about playing the number to the center of the green, right? Because if you think about it, like, you know, let's just say a green is, you know, a lot of greens are going to be sort of like, I think about 16 at Windsong, where the green kind of runs away from
you. It's kind of horizontal.
It's kind of horizontal. A lot of greens are like that. And so if you think about it, like, let's say the pin is short, is front right, right? And that number is like 155. And you play that number, but you pull it a hair. It's in the water.
Yeah.
Right? If you hit the middle of the green number, let's say the middle of the green number is 75 or 70. Right. I was hitting a nine iron. Now I'm hitting a seven iron. Well, what are your right misses usually? They're usually short.
Yeah. Short right.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that thing is like on the flag, and your left misses are usually
long left.
Long. Right. Yeah, and so that's
part of the green.
Back part of the green. You have the whole green to work with. And so I think playing the middle of the green number is probably the most important thing you can do, just because it allows you, for the most part, to cover, you know, the biggest part of the green. And you might, you know, like, you might get more aggressive or less aggressive with where you line up, but still just having that extra club in your hand, I think is the move, you know?
Well, it's that too. And it's also like, back to the loft and lie discussion, talk about like lengths and grips too, like all the different stuff with irons. Like, I picked up my buddy's clubs the other day and he had, you know, I play big grips and he had like standard or even maybe even a little bit below. Mm-hmm. Those things were left city for me all day, right? Because now I'm like holding too much, and then like maybe you know, standard length seven iron, if you add an inch onto that, now your seven iron's gonna go another 7 yards.
Totally.
Probably if you add an inch like in length simply to the irons as well. And so there's just so many different factors that it's just like when you and I step up, like, you could literally be hitting a six iron and I could be hitting an eight iron for completely different reasons.
Dude, think about
that
our hole in ones.
To do with
our hole in ones. We both hit seven iron, right?
Yours is from where?
135.
Mine was 205.
There you go. So like,
and we hit our seven irons the same
number. Yeah. So like, that's all you need to know about irons, right? Like, Jordan and I both made hole in ones in the last 6 months. My hole in, both with a seven iron, probably similar loft.
Yeah.
Right.
Mine are 34, 36 degrees.
Mine was from 135. His was from 205.
Yeah.
And we both hit our seven irons 170.
Yeah.
So that's the episode.
That's the episode about irons. Yeah. Just like, we need to get rid of the ego with the number on the bottom. You need to start playing it to the center of the green more, get smarter with targets. I mean, very similar to what we talked about with the driver. Like, your irons also have a cone or maybe more of a circle.
Yeah.
Right. And like, I think a lot more people are starting to catch on to this and realize it. And once you start to put it into practice and play, like, and you see your scores go down, you're like, man, all I did today, like, I didn't change much. I picked better targets.
Yeah.
And I picked better numbers into greens, and I was putting more.
Yeah.
Game gets a lot easier.
Love it. Cool. We'll see you on the next one, which is going to be putting.
Ooh, one of my favorites.
Yep.
All right. See you then.